So ngayon, ako nga pala si RB sa mga hindi nakakilala sa akin. I'm one of your campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And nasa series tayo. Title ng series na to, I Am. So we want to talk about the characteristics of God, especially during this time, no? Kasi minsan, that's what we tend to forget, eh, who God is, even in situations na parang medyo questionable. And last week, Dean shared to us about God being the great I Am and how we can apply that in the seasons ng buhay natin. And now, sa second week nito, we'll be talking about another characteristic ni God. But before we proceed, no, nakita nyo ba yung video nung umpisa? So maraming salamat sa Prod Design, sila yung gumawa ng countdown and then yung mga tips, ushering ministry. So maraming salamat, we miss you guys. And sa mga nagsasabi kanina doon sa umpisa, sa mga manlilibre daw ako, pasensya na, hindi po ako manlilibre. At sa mga jokes din ni Ellie, sobrang benta. Sa jokes ni Norman, halatang tatay na nga siya, magdadalawa na yung baby niya. No? So si Irish, hirap na hirap makisabay. No? Pero happy Independence Day sa inyong lahat. Happy birthday din kay Diane. So yun lang, may mga shoutout lang ako. So ngayon, yun nga, another characteristic ni God. And for us to understand this characteristic ni God na gusto natin pag-usapan ngayong hapon, kailangan nating makita ano nga ba yung mga minsan sinasabi nating unfair na sitwasyon sa buhay natin. Like kunyari, every week nasa youth service online ka, Every Nation Campus Metro East goes online. Sagot ka ng sagot, pero laging hindi pinapansin yung sagot mo, di ba? Ilang weeks ka na sumasagot, pero parang hindi ka pa rin pinapansin. So minsan inisip ko, ang unfair naman. May favoritism ba sila? O kaya naman, pag research, thesis, nag-effort ka, tapos makikita mo yung kagrupo mo, puro ML lang, di ba? Tapos, hindi na kayo nakapasa dahil dun sa kaibigan mo na yun. Di ba, parang feeling mo ang unfair. You worked hard for it. O kaya naman, umamin ka kay crush, sabi niya sa'yo, hindi mo na ngayon, I'm not yet ready, di ba? Pero next week, may nakita ka, ka-holding hands siya na iba. Sobrang ang unfair. Diba? Marami tayong na-experience na ganito. Naiisipin natin, parang unfair ng buhay. Ang unjust naman. But when we look at it, these are just small injustices we get to experience every day. But now, especially with the issues that are happening sa bansa natin, issues around the world, hindi na lang si crush yung nagiging unfair. Hindi na lang yung prof natin, hindi na lang yung mga kaibigan ng mga tao sa paligid natin yung nagiging unfair. Diba? Marami sa paligid natin nakikitaan natin ng injustices. And personally, I've always had a strong sense of justice, especially nung nasa college ako, nung nasa PUP ako. Shout out, best school ever. And any injustice that I get to see, especially in our nation, I get angry. I sometimes would cry for the, as in the nation. Ganun talaga ka-patriotic, no? And sobrang strong ng sense of justice ko. And now, what we get to see is that there are bills that are being passed na parang minsan titingnan natin, pag pinag-aralan natin, parang anti-people. O kaya naman, with the racism, di ba, especially sa US, again, racism, unjust social structures, and sometimes we get to see extrajudicial killings, unlawful imprisonment. We get to see these things and sobrang mapapaisip tayo, parang rampant ng injustices. Bakit nangyayari to? And normally, the reason why these things happen, kasi gusto natin na maungasan yung ibang tao. And for those in higher positions, to take advantage of the vulnerable. And that's how we see it. That's how we see injustice. And we think this is the society that we are in now. And everywhere we look, it seems na parang may injustice. And one of the characteristics ni God, and this is what we're gonna talk about this afternoon, is that God is just. He is a just God. So justice is important to Him. And if He is the ruler of this world, bakit niya ina-allow tong injustices na to? And how is He going to reinstate justice in this society? So I'll be reading from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. It says here, "So when they had come together, they asked Him, 'Lord, will You at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by His own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.'" And for if you're someone that has been attending Victory for quite some time already, we've heard this verse several times. And during this time, nakausap nila si Jesus, He resurrected already, And the disciples were asking him for a kingdom that was promised to them. Kasi na-oppress na sila eh, for ng ilang kingdoms na nagdaan. Marami nang sumakop sa kanila. And during this time, it was the Roman Empire. And they knew the original kingdom, what they're looking forward to, na babalik. And that was the kingdom that they had in the Garden of Eden. That's the kingdom that they want, a place of perfect justice and peace. And the original kingdom was their hope for complete justice and righteousness to be reinstated. So, ganun yung sinasabi nila. So, for us to see justice, we also need to understand the kingdom. So, let me share the kingdom story. Diba? Boy, meron akong kwento. Diba? Ganyan. So, let me share the kingdom story. So, may hari na mahal yung kanyang mga citizens. And isang araw, nag-iikot-ikot tong hari na to kasama yung isang citizen. Pinapakita niya kung gaano kaganda yung kaharian niya. Na-explain niya ano yung mga privileges na meron siya bilang isang citizen nung kaharian na yun. Diba? And that's what he was doing. And sobrang ganda nung kaharian na yun. Perfect pa yung sistema. And that's something that we would be dreaming now, no? But for them, itong sa story na to, sobrang perfecto ng lahat. But there was an enemy. There was an enemy that was lurking, nagtatago. And humahanap siya ng opportunity to attack. And what the enemy would do, kasi alam niya, hindi naman niya kaya yung hari, no? Sobrang powerful nung hari. Ang gagawin niya, yung mga citizens yung ina-atake niya. And one time, iniwan nung hari yung isang citizen. And what the enemy did, he enticed that citizen with good and shiny things. He told him na kung sasama ka sa akin, he would gain more of that. He told him na he would gain for himself alone. He told him na basta isakripisyo mo lahat, iwan mo lahat, para lang sa mga bagay na ito, na kaya kong ibigay. So yun yung ginagawa nung kaaway. At unti-unti, so na-entice tong citizen na to. Parang na-inganyo siya, natanggapin itong mga binibigay nung kaaway. At unti-unti, di niya na-realize, palayo siya ng palayo. Palayo ng palayo siya dun sa kaharian. Di niya napapansin na padilim na rin ng padilim yung paligid. Tapos nagiging masukal na yung lugar kung saan siya dinala nung kaaway. And the king knew what was happening. He knew, and it broke his heart. And that's why he sent his son, the prince, to have a rescue mission. And the king knew it would be na it's not safe for the prince to do this. Delikado to. At maaaring ikamatay ng prinsipe. But the prince still went. He still went. And he went far and beyond to look for that one citizen. Just one citizen. He went to wilderness, he fought wild beasts, nagutom din siya, just to look for that one citizen. And when the prince found that citizen, natawa yung kaaway kasi parang kahinaan ba ng prinsipe at ng hari na minahal nila itong mga mamamayan na to na wala namang pakis na nararamdaman nila, na iniwan lahat nung kayang ibigay sa kanila. At nung papatay na nung kaaway, yung mamamayan na yun, yung citizen na yun, pinangsangga ng prinsipe yung sarili niyang katawan para maligtas yung citizen. And the citizen was freed at umalis yung kaaway, iniisip yung mga susunod na atake niya, nagbubunyi siya kasi akala niya nanalo siya. And while the prince was dying, so iyak nang iyak yung citizen, sabi niya, kasalanan ko lahat ng to. Sobrang lungkot niya, sobrang guilt na nararamdaman niya. And yet the prince said, you are free and forgiven. You belong to the kingdom and the king is waiting for you. Go home to where you truly belong. And while breathing his last, the prince gave his presence to the citizen in a form of a fire na hindi namamatay at di nakakapasok. At bigla na lang, nawala yung prinsipe along with a strong wind and a bright light. And deep inside the citizen, he knew that something changed in his heart, that the prince, and also that the prince was still alive. At sa paglakbay nung citizen pabalik sa kaharian, napansin niya kung paano nag-iwan ng pathway yung prinsipe para sa kanya. Para madali yung landas niya pabalik sa kaharian. E napansin din niya, in the light of the fire na binigay sa kanya ng prinsipe, na yung mga binigay na gamit nung kaaway sa kanya, parang basura lang pala. Na hindi pala sila ganun kaganda. That there are far greater things that he would have in the kingdom. And that's why he threw all of these away. And when he reached the kingdom, tumakbo, papunta sa kanya yung hari, at tinakap siya ng maigpit. At nung makita nung hari, yung dugo sa damit ng citizen na to, alam niya na yung dugo na yun sa anak niya, sa prinsipe. At sinabi nung hari, if my son loved you enough to die for you, I declare that you are now a son in my kingdom, and everything I have now is yours. So from a simple citizen who wronged the king and the people and his people, he now becomes the son of the king, the son of the kingdom. And he knew this kingdom is now his, and it is his to protect and to love. At dito niya napansin kung anong ginawa ng kaaway. Dito niya napansin kung anong kung paano nagtanim ng kasamaan yung kaaway. At patuloy na iniinganyo ng kaaway yung mga tao na umalis sa kaharian. At marami yung nagre-rebelde kasi nakalimutan na nila yung kabaitan ng hari. And that's what happened. And alam niya, alam nung citizen na to yung trabaho niya, na ayusin din yung kaharian, that this is his kingdom also. Kaya binigyan siya ng armor ng hari. At binigyan din siya ng apoy ng hari, katulad ng apoy na binigay ng prinsipe. And the king told them, take this fire with you. It is my presence going with you. When days are dark, this will be your light. When you are lost, it will be your guide back home. And when you are weak, it will give you strength. And at the presence of the king, he found peace. A peace that gives assurance that at the end of his mission trip, everything will be okay. That everything will go back to its proper place. And he was driven by peace and not by anger. And he fought for the oppressed. He broke the chains of those who were imprisoned by the enemy. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He fought the enemy many times who attacked him and the people. But what was most important was that he shared the same words that the prince told him. You are free and forgiven. You belong to the kingdom. And the king is waiting for you. Go home to where you truly belong. Because these citizen knew that these words bring healing and restoration to that broken kingdom. And then, yung mga tao na tumatanggap nung salita na to, nung binabalita nung citizen, nagkaroon din sila nung apoy. Same fire. At habang parami ng parami yung nagdadala nung apoy na galing sa hari at sa prinsipe, parami rin ng parami yung mga taong pinaglalaban din yung kaharian. At habang busy sila sa ginagawa nila para sa kaharian, nakita nila na sa mga ulap, may isang kaharian na katulad ng kaharian nila pero perpekto sa kung saan nagkulang yung kaharian nila. And there, at the gates of that kingdom, was the prince. And he was saying, I am coming to make all things new and I will be your king. I will be your king, he said. And this sight gave hope to the people and this strengthened them in restoring the fallen kingdom. I know this is the story of the kingdom and we are that citizen. You are that citizen. It says in Isaiah 30 verse 18, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. And when this letter or this prophecy was written, nung sinulat ng Isaiah, the Israelites were also waiting for God's justice to prevail. Kasi nasasakupan din sila ng ibang kingdom. But one thing we can see here is that God is just. God is just. And he is a God of justice. And he would make sure that he, the rightful ruler of this kingdom, yung justice niya, yung righteousness niya, it would prevail. And everything would go back to its proper place. That he would come and make all things new. And that's what God, the God that is just, promised. Hindi siya bulag sa estado ng mga tao. But justice, when we talk about justice, it means helping the vulnerable, diba? Taking steps to change social structures to prevent injustice. But is that even possible now? Kasi when we look at it, when we look from the story sa Bible, the first commandment that was given, do not eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve was in the presence of God, still disobeyed. They disobeyed. Why? Kasi maganda, para sa kanila parang ganda nung ino-offer. Kasi akala nila, pwede nilang pantayan si God. Akala nila, kaya nilang lokohin si God. And they were punished for their disobedience. And it was the first act of injustice that humanity did against God. And what we can see here is that the greatest injustice is sin. The reason why why injustice is so rampant, and that's because of sin. And we have sins practiced injustice to others. Injustice is ignoring the human dignity of another person that comes from bearing the image of God. So kapag tayo, nag-practice tayo ng injustice towards another person, we're actually attacking the image of God in that person. And again, when I think of injustice, lagi ko naiisip yung mga tao na nasa posisyon, di ba? As a person of with strong sense of justice, and I get to see that in a lot of you, we get angry when we get to see injustice, because the higher the position of a person, the greater the impact of the injustice that he is committing, and we can see that in the history, di ba? From history up until now, kung anong kayang gawin ng isang leader who would practice injustice, kung paanong nawawala yung basic human rights ng mga tao, kung paanong naaapakan yung mga vulnerable, kung paanong nagkakaroon ng segregation sa isa lang naman dapat na race, at kung paanong kawawa yung mga mahihirap kasi sila laging sumasalo ng consequences. And I cry for the nation when I get to see this. Minsan sabi ko parang, ang hirap naman mahalin ng bansa natin. But I realized that these acts of injustice reflect also the condition of my heart. Personally, I realized na kung paanong nagiging, kapag nagiging mainitin yung ulo ko, alam ng mga kaibigan ko yun, sobrang mainitin yung ulo ko. And sometimes what it drives me to revenge to these people. I would say sometimes try to say mean things para lang makabawi sa ginawa nila. Siyempre, ayokong maungusan. Gusto ko mas witty yung pangganti ko sa kanila, di ba? But now I realize that how that act violates that person by destroying him or her with the words that I speak, I am attacking the very image of God in that person. Without realizing it, I'm practicing injustice already. Ba ikaw, ano ba yung mga nagawa mo na without realizing that you're taking advantage of others? Because that is actually an act of injustice. And we all are sinful. And how some of us would actively participate in injustice. And how some of us would benefit from the social injustices we try to ignore. Or how some of us who were once oppressed, when we gained power, became the oppressor. We all are capable of great acts of injustice, actively, passively, or unintentionally. Bakit? Kasi nga we're all sinners. In Romans 3:23, it says there, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So, natipong we get to see that in our everyday lives, with how we live our lives. Na sa klase, minsan pinipili nating mangopya para magkaroon ng better in a standing sa iba, kumpara sa iba nating mga kaklase. But that violates the person, the people who worked hard para sa exam na yan. That violates the hard work of your teacher. Okay, sa relationships, kapag nagmamadali tayo na makapasok sa isang relasyon. But that actually violates the other person that we are using. Diba? That violates yung magiging future na partner niyo, future wife or husband niyo. Sa mga nakakaaway natin, o sa mga tao na iba yung pananaw natin sa atin, di ba minsan pinipili natin na maliitin sila and to call them names, but that actually violates the very image of God in that person. The same goes in every sin that we commit, from immorality to pride to laziness. We violate a person, we violate ourselves, we violate God. And that's why we all take part of injustice. At maging sa relationship natin kay God. Di ba, imagine kung gaano tayo kamahal ni God, pero pinipili natin lagi nasaktan siya. And that is a great injustice. That is the greatest injustice ever. But God, as what we read in Isaiah, is the God of justice. And He would make sure that all injustice will be punished. Yet, di ba, pag-iisipin natin yan, kung God is a God of justice, parang nakakatakot. Kasi lahat ng kasalanan, kailangan pagbayaran. Eh, lahat tayo nagkasala. So lahat tayo dapat magbayad. But His injustice cannot be separated with His mercy. That's what we can see in Isaiah. He sent Jesus to make sure that things will go back to what it's supposed to be, that justice will be served. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." It was served, and that justice, the perfect justice that we've been looking for, was served on the cross when Jesus took the punishment that was supposed to be ours. That Jesus took the punishment that was supposed to be ours for every injustice that we have ever done, for every sin that we have ever done. kailangan pagbayaran yun. But yet, Jesus was the one who paid for that. Tayo yung nagkasala, pero si Jesus yung nagbayad. At kung titignan natin, parang ang unfair naman nito. But it was God's loving justice. It was His mercy and His love that drove Him to do that. The greatest justice was served on the cross. The greatest justice served us on the cross. And Jesus' death brought perfect justice and perfect peace. His death brought balance. And He paid for every offense that we made. And God is just. God is just. And one day, He would make sure all things would go back to what it's supposed to be. A kingdom would come. His perfect kingdom would come. Way better than the kingdom that we have now. Where all acts of injustice will be gone. Where no man or woman would be suffering from sin. Where all who accepted the words of this prince would rejoice in the completely restored kingdom. But while we wait, ano yung pwede natin gawin? While we wait, ano yung pwede natin gawin? It says in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When Jesus made the greatest sacrifice, we became sons and daughters of the living God, and His kingdom becomes ours to love and to protect. Hindi na lang ito estado, hindi lang ito status para sa atin, pero kasama nito kapangyarihan. Presensya ni God at kapangyarihan. And that power changes us. And that power also compels us to do surprising new things. It says in Micah 6:8, He has told you, O man, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. And this is what God has called us to do. And when someone was deemed and called righteous, even though they do not deserve it, the only reasonable thing to do, the only reasonable response is to seek justice and righteousness for others. At hindi siya madaling gawin. Pero we embrace this calling. And it's courageously saying that other people's problems become our problems. These problems become my problems. Loving our neighbors as ourselves. So how do we do that? How do we do that? Una, gospel demonstration. Gospel demonstration, we demonstrate the gospel. We speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. But we're not driven by anger, but by peace that comes from God. Last Wednesday, may event yung Victory U-Belt, ENC U-Belt, where they invited Congressman Chona. And sabi niya doon, minsan kasi nauuna yung galit natin, pero ang tanong na ipagdasal ba natin? We are supposed to be driven by our relationship with God. We are supposed to be driven by the love that we receive from God. And we pray because that is our greatest weapon. We pray. We pray for the nations. We pray for our government leaders. We pray for justice to be served. We pray. Hindi siya tipong, pray na lang ba tayo? Hindi. Prayer is actually our greatest weapon. So we pray. Actually, this July, magkakaroon tayo ng prayer and fasting. 3-day prayer and fasting. And we hope that you would get to join us. And as we grow in that, as we grow in continuously communicating with God, it would lead us to act out for the kingdom of God to be advanced. So sisimulan natin yun sa sarili nating bahay. Simulan natin yun by acting, by doing kindness towards these people. Hindi yung dudugasan natin yung kapatid natin sa gawain bahay. But we would be kind to them. We would be kind to our parents. And we would serve them. At hanggang sa kung saan tayo ninagay ng Panginoon, hindi tayo mandaraya, magsisilbi tayo, makikinig tayo, alamin natin yung kwento ng ibang tao, at tutulong tayo kung saan tayo pwedeng tumulong. At maging para sa bansa natin at sa mundo. Kung if you know that God has called you to be a politician, then maging politician ka. Kung tinawag ka ni God for business, then be a businessman. Be a doctor. Be an engineer. So mag-artista, okay lang. So maging missionary, okay lang. Pero mag-aral kang mabuti. Gawin mo lahat ng ito para sa bayan, para sa Panginoon. Because you are what this world needs for that justice to prevail. God is using you and me for His justice to prevail. Pero hindi tayo matatapos sa gawa. Ipapamahagi rin natin yung salita ng Diyos. So gospel proclamation. We proclaim what the Lord has done for you and for them. What the Lord has done for us. Because there is power in His word. His word brings healing and restoration. And He says, you are free and forgiven. You belong to the kingdom, and the King is waiting for you. Go home to where you truly belong. And you are now free and forgiven. Our God is just. Our God is just. He's a God of justice. And He's using you and me to bring righteousness and justice back to His kingdom. So our just God would one day completely restore what injustice has destroyed. But as we wait, let us be sons and daughters that would restore His kingdom. We act, we pray, we preach the word of God. So let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa oras na to. Thank you, God, for you've been using us for the advancement of your kingdom. And as your kingdom gets advanced, Lord, justice, the justice that we've been looking for, undi-undi makikita namin to. Magdadala kami ng liwanag kung saan nyo kami dinadala. Gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, to demonstrate your gospel to the people around us. Lord, grow our influence. Grow our influence so that we would be a salt and light to this world. And Lord, give us the boldness to preach your gospel. Lord, thank you. Because the power that we have right now that is changing and transforming us day by day is the same power that would compel us to do the works of the kingdom. Lord, I lift up to you this time. Thank you, because you are a just God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.